You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, February 12th. I'm Skyla James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
Your host of Sky's the Limit, the weekly show where we change theme, change genre, change... Oh, that was a really loud sniffle. What we're doing, depending on the weather or the time of year. It's flu season, apparently, according to my voice and my sniffles. I don't know what I have, but you know what? Stay safe out there, everyone. I'm masked up right now, coming off the end of really bad cold, so apologize for any sniffles.
Yeah, it seems like everyone is ill right now, or was ill, or is getting ill again, and yeah. Fun
times, but we come to you this week with some romance.
With some Valentine's Week.
Valentine's Day is on Friday, and we thought, hey, why not do some love songs? So Abby spearheaded this week because obviously.
Why? Because obviously.
Just, I feel like you're like a love song person. We've talked about...
So I feel like I do not give that at all.
No, but
compared to like people you listen to versus people I listen to.
But we've talked about this before in your cheesy 80s music.
Oh, I guess in that sense, yeah. I was just thinking, I think more about your music and like you listening to like the 1975 and a lot of pop music that's about like love and heartbreak versus the array of things I listen to. But I guess it's fair in that way.
Yeah.
Like, I get what you're saying now.
We're not playing my favorite love song at the moment, which is Everything is Romantic by Charlie XCX. It didn't really fit, does it? We're spanning genres tonight. We're doing, you know, indie pop. We're doing 80s synth, folk. I don't know. What else would you...
I was telling Skylar when we put it together, we go through like kind of chunks. As if you listen to our show, you know, we do two songs, and I feel like each section of two songs kind of brings something a little bit different. So listen for that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've never done a love song show. And if you're not into it, wait for next week, because next week is my week and we have heartbreak songs. We're going to start off with, I think, an absolute classic, maybe an absolute banger too, Bare Naked Ladies, Lovers in a Dangerous Time.
Don't the hours go shorter as the days go by? We never get to stop and open our eyes. 1 minute you're waiting for the sky to fall, next you're dazzled by the beauty of it all. Lovers in a dangerous time. Lovers in a dangerous time. These fragile bodies of touch and taste, this fragrant skin, this hair like lace, spirits open to a thrust of grace. Never a breath you can afford to waste. Lovers in a dangerous time. Time. Lovers in a dangerous time. Lovers in a dangerous time.
Thank you.
when your lover's in a dangerous time. Sometimes you're made to feel as if your love's a crime. Nothing worth having comes without some kind of fight. Gotta kick in the darkness till it bleeds daylight. Dangerous time. Lovers in a dangerous time. Lovers in a dangerous time. Lovers in a dangerous time.
Better on.
Ross there. On my arm, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Classic tune there.
Absolute classic, instant classic.
I feel like I've listened to Leith Ross forever, even though I had no idea who they were like 2 years ago. But my roommate listens to Leith Ross all the time, so it's like a radio station, I would say, in our apartment.
Yeah, Leith Ross. That is true. I don't listen to them that often, but yeah, shout out Olivia, because that's really the only time I ever actually listen to Leith
Ross.
But
Olivia's very good at finding sort of more indie or folk artists before they become popular. Yeah. Like Olivia was talking about Leith Ross and watching their live streams before this album had come out, and then we did a listening party when this album came out, and it got pretty popular, so it's cool. Mm-hmm. I like hearing the recommendations, because they're quite good at that.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the most popular song off of that album as well.
Like We'll Never Have Sex got pretty popular.
That is true.
But yes, or We'll Never Have Sex, but yeah, is the title.
Yeah, 2023 album from Leith Ross, To Learn More.
Mm-hmm. To Learn Good album. I recommend listening to it if you haven't.
It is great. Canadian artist.
Yes.
Speaking of Canadian, you want to talk about this artist? Because I know nothing about them at all.
Yeah, just another sort of a smaller but popular in their circles Canadian artist, has some pretty interesting discography. Honestly, I don't have like too much to say, but
from Toronto,
I think so. Yeah, I'm not positive, but yeah, we do have some CanCon right at the beginning, because we went from Bare Naked Ladies covering a Bruce Coburn song to Leith Ross to Bajaboulat, and we're going into a little bit of a going into a little bit of a different type of CanCon, I think, now, but continuing with the love songs. And this is actually a brand new song off of Baja's upcoming album.
Yeah. So from Bajaboulat, from her upcoming album, Baja's Palace, this is My Angel.
Taking a breath in. I could have her, but the rain inside seemed to come in faster than I could ever swim. But I was thirsty and drank it dry. Just another splinter, baby, light my fire. Have another drink and settle down. I wanna hold you to it. Want you to show me who it's. Holding on to love is holding on to water slipping through my hands. Why'd I even bother with how the story ends? 'Cause no one ever needs to know. I
Serena Ryder there with Loving You. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, the Valentine's Week special.
Yeah, Valentine's special.
Valo-week.
For all you lovers out there.
Oh, I'm going. Bye. Just quickly muted myself. I love that song. I'm going to say something kind of controversial. Top three Serena Ryder songs.
There you go. We play Serena Ryder quite a bit on here.
We do. I like Serena Ryder. That's a deep cut, too. That's a bonus track off of her album, The Art of Falling Apart, which, again, I'm going to say something a little controversial. Maybe my favorite Serena Ryder album.
Well, there you go.
I know.
The CanCon fanatics can come for you.
I know, yeah. It was released, the bonus edition was released in 2021 with two bonus songs, Love is in the Air and Loving You. So, and I just, I love it to harmonica. Wow. Every time Abby and I go see a show and they bring out the neck piece with
to hold the harmonica,
we go, oh my God, it's happening.
We freak out, you know, like you see on the internet of people like, they're bringing out so-and-so. Yeah. I'll turn jokingly to whoever we're there with and go, he's got a harmonica.
Because
we're just cool like that, right?
And we go to a lot of shows where they play harmonica because we're hardcore.
Yeah, because you're not hardcore unless you live hardcore.
Yeah, we go to a lot of hardcore, cool shows where they bring out a harmonica.
Yep.
That's the end of that.
So we had some CanCon and some CanCon and some CanCon and some CanCon.
Yep. Ah, now we're going into my favorite song on the playlist.
Yes. Do you want to talk about it?
I do a little bit. This song is from my favorite album, maybe ever, or what I say is my favorite album ever, the 2018 album, A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships by the 1975. This album is a love story, I would say. The album in itself, it's very much the modern sort of equivalent to like OK Computer. It's about, well, what's the title?
OK Computer for anyone who doesn't know?
OK, the Radiohead album.
There you go.
But it's about relationships in the online era. And what does that mean? Relationships between people that's moderated by the internet, relationships between people and the internet, relationships between the internet and the internet. And it's a fascinating album to me. And when it was released in 2018, my little 15-year-old brain was blown. But there is a song on it that, this isn't my favorite song on the album. My favorite song on the album is Mine, which is a bit, I don't know. They're both romance songs. But this one, I always say we should play it because Abby really likes 80s synth pop.
I do.
And this is such an 80s synth pop song, but it was released in 2018. And I think that the 1975 do 80s synth pop so well. That's the backstory for this song.
That's great because we have that and that you brought that up because it's paired with one of my favorite songs of all time. Arguably maybe one of the cheesiest songs of all time.
Yeah.
Little spoiler for you. Always makes me think of the lovely film Mannequin with Andrew McCarthy, Kim Cattrall. So yeah, we've got some 1975 and then we'll go into something 80s.
More on that later. 1975 here, I Couldn't Be More in Love.
If you have got the time, why would I? paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them say we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby. Don't ever look back. Let the world around us just fall apart. Maybe we can make it if we're heart to heart. And we can build this dream together. Standing strong forever. Nothing's gonna stop us now. And if this world runs out of lovers, we'll still have each other. Nothing's gonna stop us. Nothing's gonna stop us now. Oh,
oh, oh. I'm so glad I found you. I'm not gonna lose you. Whatever it takes, I will stay here with you. Take it to the good times. See it through the bad times. Whatever it takes is what I'm gonna do.
Let them say we're crazy. What do they know? Put your arms around me, baby. Don't ever let go. Let the world around us just fall apart. Baby, we can make it if we're heart to heart.
Nothing's gonna stop us now. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Nothing's gonna stop us now.
Nothing's gonna stop us now.
Ugh. Skylar, what's your favorite love song?
Like ever?
Yeah, if you had to pick one.
I think I'm actually gonna say mine by the 1975. Okay. Yeah, is my favorite ever.
Yeah.
100%.
That's a
and
good
I've
answer.
Talked to you about why.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah. What is yours? Is it that song?
No, it's the last song on the playlist.
Oh.
Which I think will become very obvious once we get there.
That makes sense.
We'll leave it as a surprise.
We talked before we played that song about you liking it because it's in one of your favorite movies ever, Mannequin.
Yeah, Mannequin.
And I just want to bring you back to when we had only known each other for like 8 months. And then I went and stayed at your house for a bit and we went to the Hamilton Mall.
Yep.
And then in the Hamilton Mall, and I was so nervous because I didn't know you that well, and I was meeting your family for the first time, and in the Hamilton Mall, you found a two disc.
Yeah, Mannequin 1 and 2 on DVD.
1 and 2
because
on
they
DVD.
Don't make it anymore, and I've been looking for it, and yeah. It was there. It yeah. was a big day.
And you found it, and you were like, Skylar, look at this. And I was like, what are you holding? What is that? I don't know what that means. What are you talking about? And you were like, it's Mannequin. And I was like, okay, yes. So I had never heard of this movie before, and then your whole family started freaking out, and I was like, should this be something I'd like know? It was very anxiety inducing.
I'm pretty sure it's made for TV movie Mannequin from 1987. Come on, how dare you?
But yeah, oh my god. That was Mannequin.
I'm glad that you remember that. Skylar doesn't remember like a lot of things, and it's a joke that we talk about, but I like that you vividly remember that.
Yeah, I do, because I was so nervous and so confused. I was like, and you're in the mall, so you're like sweaty and like tired.
And it's a bit liminal. Like it's, any mall is a bit liminal.
But the Hamilton
days.
Mall especially. And I'm just there, I'm like, what is going on? So yeah, Mannequin.
I have that DVD. If anyone wants to borrow it,
the double.
No, I have not watched 2. I don't think I will. But yeah.
Oh my god! And speaking of movies, that's a great segue into the next one. I take no responsibility for this next song. I'll just give it to Abby. Take it away.
We're playing a girl from the North Country. It's country, right? Not county. Country?
Yeah.
From A Complete Unknown. So part of the radio is, you know, we got to play CanCon, but we also have to play new tracks. So I was thinking about, like, love songs. I was thinking about folk music, and Bob Dylan came up in my mind. But I thought, let's play something from A Complete Unknown, because then we hit that new quota. But I actually like this one because it's, like, Timothée Chalamet. And I'm forgetting the name of
Monica Barbaro.
Yes, actually singing, of course. So it's their voices that we're listening to on the radio. And I think this is a really beautiful song. So let's see if you haven't heard this version, if there's any Dylan fans out there, what you think.
All right, Timothée Chalamet and Monica Barbaro here, A Girl from the North Country.
Heavy on the borderline. Remember me to the one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine. If you go with snowflake storm, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see she wears a coat so warm to keep her from the howling winds.
Please see if her hair hangs long, if it rolls and flows all down her breast.
Please for me, if her hair hangs long, for that's the way I remember her best.
Someone as frightened as you of being alive, being alive, being alive, being alive. Somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support for being alive. Make me alive.
There with Being Alive, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I just realized we just put this, well, I put the sort of musical songs together too, not even meaning to. I put them together
because they're
like more guitar warmer vibes to me, and also a little bit of a different type of take on a love song. It's kind of about like more of a projection of love onto another person. And yeah, but then there's From the Complete Unknown soundtrack, and then Being Alive is a song from the musical Company, and that's a cover
that
of
correct.
It. So, yeah, that's kind of cool. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. We were just talking about how I work in theater, and I did a show that was actually at Queen's last year that song was in the show. And so I said to Abby, I said, the amount of times I've listened to this song, and Abby didn't realize it was that version of this song too. So I was like, the amount of times I had to listen to this song, I've listened to it so many times.
Yeah, you know it inside out then. But yeah, I was saying to Skylar, it's interesting that it was that version, just because I personally feel like the musical version is so different. Like, that version brings it down and makes it much softer, but the musical version I was saying is almost a cappella, and it's so intense.
Yeah.
And like the Barbra Streisand version is also like that. And yeah.
Hey, I don't know. I'm not a director. I just do what I'm told.
But you know, it's interesting how different versions of songs can even change the meaning a little bit.
But yeah, for me, it's like, it's crazy how like if I work on a show with a song in it, I can like never listen to that song ever again, because it's just so overplayed. It's like when you're like editing a video to like a song, or like
that's like
when
that
we made the music video.
Yeah, or I was gonna say, I don't know if this is what the one you were in reference, but the Sufjan Stevens song.
Oh,
just because we listened to it like 30 times that day working on that video.
Yes.
So that one.
Yeah, we made a Sufjan Stevens mini music video one day. I still listen to it, but every time I listen to it now, I'm like, oh, our music video.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I was more thinking of Meg's
Yes.
Song.
Yes. Yeah.
We, Abby and I just keep making music videos.
We make
videos.
Music videos.
Yeah,
again,
it's
another, another thing to add to We're So Cool list.
Okay. We need to move on. I keep thinking this person's Canadian. Hey, she's so not. But beautiful song regardless, Queen. Eva Cassidy here, Fields of Gold.
You remember me when the west wind moves among the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold.
Thank you. nothing worth giving you. You told me the sun shining in paradise, enough to wet your lips turn blue. I would burn the world to bring some peace to you. I would burn the world to bring some peace to you. I would burn the world to bring some peace.
Hozier there with Hymn to Virgil. And that brings us to the end of our Valentine's Week special.
Yes.
Yes. Thanks. Thanks so much, Abby.
Sorry, I'm writing down the dot log.
Abby's doing admin.
Admin.
Why that song, may I ask?
Because, I don't know, I think it's an interesting... another take on like love and devotion,
that
and it's
true.
A new song, because when Hozier released, like, that's also
yes,
on there. It's
yeah.
that's like kind of 90% why it's on there, mm-hmm. because Hozier released the full complete version
yes.
of Unreal on Earth,
mm-hmm.
and this is the one track that's like new off of that, so
uh-huh.
I think it's quite intense in the low voice of
yeah
I would burn the world and yeah to bring some peace to you.
Ugh. All right,
well I think that's just
no,
another yeah
thank you Hozier for burning the world. Anyways, hope you all enjoyed this week. If you're not the romantic type, don't worry. Me neither. So I'm coming at you next week with the antidote to this week's show with a full hour of heartbreak songs. Abby has something to say.
Also, shout out to Michelle James. I'm sorry that it's not made for TV.
Oh,
Mannequin
yeah.
was not a made-for-TV movie. I read Andrew McCarthy's book. I thought somewhere he said that. Must have been a different film. So thank you for correcting me, as I did not live through the 80s.
Yeah, this is our new segment at the end of the show where we amend all of our
yeah.
misinformation.
Misinformation.
So, number one, Mannequin was not made for TV. Number two, I know that Fields of Gold is the Sting song. I meant to say Eva Cassidy has a beautiful voice, not a beautiful song, although it is a beautiful song.
Yes, it
as
is
as well. It is the Sting song. We're gonna finish off with Abby's favorite love song.
Yes, and thank you for joining today. This is A Case of You by Joni Mitchell.
Good night.
Just before our love got lost. just you said. I am as constant as a northern star, and I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar, on the back of a cartoon coaster, in a blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada. On it twice. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. It tastes so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on. Love is touching souls. Surely you touch mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. It tastes so bitter and so sweet. Oh, she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, but you are in my blood, you're my holy wine, you're so bitter, bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this January and February at the Broom Factory, featuring a mix of big-name acts and some local favorites. On January 18th, don't miss Canadian alt-rock duo Mountain Head. January 24th features local indie rock outfit Cassador. On January 26th, Bedouin Soundclash takes the stage. February 7th sees Busty and the Bass come to town. And on February 19th, it's a special Wednesday night rock show with headliners Dear Rouge. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at huntingtonsociety.ca. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on